Well, good morning, everybody. It is an awesome day to be in the house of the Lord. Amen? Amen. And so we have the exact right number today for God to move.
Come on.
You agree? I think he's going to do something. The Bible has so many promises about not big in size, but small in size, and that's where God moves. A lot of times when you have too big of a crowd, he'll send you home, tell you to cut some out, come back when there's only a few, because when there's only a few, then he gets all the credit. So I think it's pretty safe that we can say God's going to get all the credit today. let's start out by saying good morning to each other. I'll open us in prayer, and then just be mindful of each other. Some people are hugging. Some people are shaking hands. Some people don't want no contact. So just be mindful of what the other person's looking for. Father, I thank you for today. Lord, I'm just excited to see what you do in your people. Lord, as I look around this crowd, I just see so many people that are just so faithful to you, Lord. They love you. They love serving you. They love representing you. And they love learning about you, Lord. And so today, Father, as we spend this time with you and we spend it together, we just want you to know for sure that you're our priority. You're number one. We love you. We exalt you. And we want to know you more. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, let's say good morning to each other. Well, good morning again, everybody. I have just a couple of announcements, then we'll take the offering, and then we'll go right into worship. So you did hear me right. We do have a couple announcements. So it's been a little while till we could talk about some things coming up. So what we're going to do, we're going to start up something for the summer, and we may have to adjust it a little bit going forward, but for this coming week, on Thursday at 6 o'clock, we're all going to meet here at church. And so weather permitting, and right now it looks like it's going to be an awesome day, a lot like this. We're going to meet outside, bring our own meal, just bring your own basket of food, whatever you want to eat. And we're just going to meet outside, we're going to have a meal, and then we're going to fellowship together. I'll probably just bring a short encouragement or something from the Word. Maybe we'll break up into some groups if we have enough people here. It'll be a chance for us to pray together for our community and for our nation. The Lord knows we need to be praying for our nation right now. And there'll be an opportunity to pray for each other. So if you think, well, you know, I don't really feel like going to church, I'm just kind of down, that would be a great day to come to church on Thursday at 6 o'clock. We'll break bread together, and then we'll spend some time together. We'll get in the Word. We're also looking at, probably not this Thursday, but the following Thursday. We'll have a meal together, and then while some of us get in the Bible or fellowship, others going to come in here and do praise and worship practice. So we're really trying to look at like having 2 days a week where we can come together and bless God, get in the Spirit, encourage each other, and be the family of God, and however that is expressed. Amen? So this Thursday at 6 o'clock, bring your own meal, bring your own Bible. That's about it. And, if you don't want to sit on the ground, then I would suggest that you bring your own chair. Or if you got a pickup truck, then you just drop the old tailgate. But I think that should do it. Clear as mud? That will be in lieu of prayer meeting. Yep. Good question, Tammy. We are all thinking that. Can I have the ushers come up? We'll take the offering. I just want to say thank you again to everybody that's so faithful here in this church that continue to tithe week in and week out through all this crazy. I had a conversation this week with a Christian who I just asked him point blank, are you still tithing? And he said, well, no, I don't go to church right now. I said, well, you don't tithe to church. You tithe to God. It happens to be the flesh and blood at the church that you're handing it to. But every time we tithe, we're tithing to God for his purposes. And then the person or the team that we believe God has put us under, that's who we tithe to. But I might hand my tithe check to Glenn Middleton, but I am giving 10% to God Almighty. And so I think most of us here believe that too and are doing it. And I just want to say thank you. I know maybe I say this too much, but we are small in number, but we sure are big in faith. We really are. We're big in character. We're big in the love of God. So I just want to say I'm really proud of our church and what God's doing in us and amongst us. Amen? Well, Father, I thank you and I praise you. I give you all the credit, the honor, and the glory. Father, anything that's good in us, we all know it's you. Because all of us know us before we knew you. And we don't ever want to go back to that. There's nothing there that has any kind of a draw anymore. Lord, we love you. We praise you. We exalt you. We tithe to you, Lord. It's just part of our salvation, as our expression of loving you and saying, Lord, you take such good care of me. I acknowledge it. And I want to make sure that my soul acknowledges it. And that I honor you and honor your kingdom. So we give you 10% back, Lord. And we ask that you would just bless it, that you would multiply it, that something supernatural would happen with Newhall Christian Fellowship's budget so that we can bring glory to your name. We can make you famous, Lord, and that we can help people that need help. Would you please do that today, Lord? In Jesus' name, amen. As we finished the offering, there was a secondary announcement. On the 4th of July, it seems like most, if not all, of the cities have canceled the 4th of July celebration. So we're going to join up here. Anybody that wants to, we're going to come in here probably about in the evening on Saturday. 4th is on Saturday. And I plan on coming in, bringing some stuff that I can just grill, hang out for a couple hours with whoever else is here. And then we're going to bring fireworks. We're going to light up fireworks. And we already checked, and by we, I mean Tammy already checked with the fire marshal in Wyoming, and it's totally safe. We have a few rules we have to make sure we're following, a few things that we do, but it's totally okay. We can do that stuff. So if that interests you, I just want to invite you. And if you got some friends or family that you know really get into fireworks or get into celebrating the 4th of July and it's basically canceled everywhere, it's not canceled here. So that we'll have more details, hard and fast details, as we get closer. But I just wanted to give you a heads up that that's coming for Saturday the 4th. Yeah. Sure, if you want to bring fireworks and put them in the kitty. Because that's kind of what some of us are already doing. We're just going to bring our fireworks and have one or two guys in charge of lighting them all off. I don't want a free-for-all. Yeah, we'll bring our own food still because the whole corona thing, I'm sure people will be a little nervous of sharing pots and pans and serving and all that stuff. So, okay, Lois and worship team, you want to come up? When I was praying about the service before church, I was thinking, I'm excited about the service today. And I just kind of was asking God, so what makes an exciting church service? And the clear answer I got was, if we're excited, it's an exciting church service. Our excitement for the Lord comes out of us to Him. It doesn't come from a song or a drum set or something else. So if you want to have an exciting service today, go ahead and just decide. I'm going to be blessed today. This is going to be an exciting service. Worship's going to be awesome. We're going to get in the Word, and God's going to touch me right now. Amen? Amen. So go ahead, Lois, and bless you.
Hello. I'm going to share a few verses. Pastor's going to be speaking out of Revelation 1, and when I talked with him, and then I went and looked into it, and there's a few verses that just hit me within the very first 8 verses. It's just packed with wisdom for the believer, and to have that faith and the assurance of who God is. So I'm going to read a few of them. So it talks about, you know, an angel came to John, and this is what he had to write down to the churches, the revelation. And on verse 3 in chapter 1, blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near. It's time for us to listen very closely, and because the time is near of his coming. Then it goes on to, I'm going to read in verse 4 and then some of that and into 8. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the 7 spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Verse 8, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. We're all believers in this place. We're going to set our heart on him today. You know, normally I'm this fast-tempoed person, and let's get this, woohoo! You know, today is the time to focus in and to listen to what God has for us today. The God who was and is to come, he's just wonderful and magnificent. Will you please stand?
We are a vapor, you are.
Savior knelt to wash our feet. Now at his feet we bow. The one who wore our sin and shame, now robed in majesty, the radiance of
awestruck wonder at the mention of your name.
Sing it again.
Filled with wonder, awestruck wonder at the mention of your name.
As we are singing that song, I was just so mindful that because we're born again, because we have your actual spirit inside us now, that we can worship right along with all creation. Your word says the mountains declare your glory. Your word says that the waves of the oceans clap their hands and declare your glory. The mountains and the oceans. Lord, your word says that the stars in the heavens declare your glory. So when we say, with all creation, I worship you. Wow. Little old us is right there with mountain ranges and planets and oceans declaring your glory. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, that our lives can be so full because of you in us, because of your great love, because of this kingdom life of God living in us. Thank you, God, so much for all that you've blessed us with. All of us could thank you, Lord, of our houses and our jobs and our health and our loved ones and our stuff. But most importantly, more than all that, Lord, our hearts declare we're full with love for you because of your love for us. Thank you, God. Lord, as we get into your word, as we read verses and passages from Revelation. Lord, I pray that, Holy Spirit, you would be the spirit of revelation to us today, that you would reveal truth to us today. In the midst of this topsy-turvy world that we're in right now, I pray that you just help us to be rooted and grounded on the bedrock of Jesus Christ, that you would reveal to us the immensity of Jesus Christ and his lordship over us. I ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the one and only risen Savior. Amen. God bless you. Go ahead and be seated. Thank you, worship team. That was great. Man.